The Guardian.
They are the most powerful businessmen in Britain, and they have the ear of the Prime Minister. Membership of the multinational chairman's group is pretty select. There are fewer than 10 of them. And they enjoy regular breakfast meetings with Gordon Brown. Today, after a 2-year battle under the Freedom of Information Act, The Guardian reveals what they discussed and how they influence government policy. One of the reporters who worked on the story is Rob Evans.
Well, we've found new documents, basically. The Downing Street has been forced, after a 2-year battle over freedom of information, to release documents which shed, for the first time, really, light on the activities of what has been a little-known group called the Multinational Chairman's Group. And this is a group of under 10 chief executives from the very, very top multinationals, the biggest multinationals in Britain, who are given what we call privileged access to come in and meet the Prime Minister over regular breakfast meetings and give their views on what they think of government policies and how they are affecting multinational companies.
So under 10 people, you say, that's quite a select group of people. Who are they?
It's a very select group. I mean, they are the chairs. They're the heads, basically, of the biggest and most powerful multinationals, BP, Unilever, GlaxoSmithKline, British American Tobacco. If you're thinking of the big corporations in Britain, they will be represented in there. But only the sort of favoured businessmen, favoured companies are there.
So people will be worried about this, thinking that seriously big business, big corporations are influencing government policy. Is there any evidence that that's the case?
Yes. I mean, what we find in these papers is that in one specific instance, the government wanted to tax the pension pots of the very ultra, the ultra rich people. And they wanted to tax these pension pots more punitively. And these businessmen went in and argued that this shouldn't happen. And that, allied with other protests from business groups, forced the government to basically back down and give more generous treatment to the very, very rich.
And given that you've got this information, what's the government saying now about the influence that these people have?
Well, the government really doesn't say very much about this at all. I mean, if there was a parliamentary question about this very meeting, and they said nothing.
How hard has it been to get this information out of Downing Street? Because you've submitted requests under the Freedom of Information Act, right?
Yes, we've been working with a reporter who submitted the request 2 years ago. And Downing Street said, no, you can't possibly have that information. And he then had to appeal and take it to the information watchdog, who actually said, ruled in favour of the public knowing how businessmen lobby the government. And the information watchdog ruled that we ought to know, basically, how this is done.
Rob Evans there. If you want to know more about that story, you can read the documents released under the Freedom of Information Act at guardian.co.uk. Also online today, is digital radio dying a death? Owen Gibson reports at mediaguardian.co.uk. Read Donald McRae's interview with the boxer Bernard the Executioner Hopkins at guardian.co.uk/sport. And now that the African Cup of Nations is over, watch how an eccentric Englishman is getting involved in supporting a Ghanaian village. That's at guardian.co.uk/video.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.